What's up, everybody? Happy 2026. Happy New Year to all of you wonderful people out there. Thank you so much. If you've been listening to Phillies Today, in the past, in 2025, and even, past years before that, I've been doing this for a couple of years now. Thank you so much. And if you're, fairly new to the show, well, thank you so much for coming in, and I'm excited to have you all for 2026, and hopefully we'll be doing a lot of positive pods, and continue to talk about the Phillies teams that continue to win, and then also, continue to, or maybe hopefully can trend in the opposite way come postseason time that it's been from the last couple of years. But what I have for you on today's show, the Phils miss out on a free agent pitcher, or so some people thought. So we'll get into that to start. I want to give you five New Year's resolutions for the Phillies in 2026. I'm going to give you five New Year's resolutions, so stay tuned for that, as well as a little bit of around Major League Baseball. So I want to start with this free agent pitcher that they potentially missed out on. So Tatsuya Imai, somebody that, coming out of Japan, has been posted by his team this winter and has been signed by the Houston Astros. 3 years, $54 million deal with the Houston Astros. Astros definitely looking for pitching, especially after the potential here they don't bring back Framber Valdez. So the Astros get a guy in Imai who had a 1.92 ERA for his Japanese team last year, and he's one of the bigger names on the market, along to go with, with Munetaka Murakami, who was signed by the White Sox. Now Imai, he goes to the Astros, and, had been linked to the Phillies a few times as a team that might be after him, but there was also other teams after them. According to Mark Fison from MLB.com, the Cubs were the number two team behind the Astros that were looking to go for him. I think the Mets, Yankees, and Dodgers also might have had interest there too. So, but the first Japanese player that the Phillies were looking to sign in a long time, right? Or if they ever had. I mean, the last one was Sho Taguchi, right? In 2007. I was going to say Tadahito Iguchi, but I'm pretty 99% sure it was Sho Taguchi in 08. So, had been a long time since the Phillies had really, brought in a Japanese player, and they continue to not do it here. And look, I would have maybe potentially liked to bring in somebody like that, especially like a 3-year, $54 million deal. I think there were some reports about other teams maybe offering him a longer-term deal with lower AAV. Who knows? Maybe the Phillies are one of those teams, but I haven't seen any of those reports. But I don't feel like any huge, but I don't feel really strongly about it, because again, I like where the Phillies pitching is at the moment, where with Sanchez, Lizardo, Nola, Walker, and Painter, and to go along with the fairly good bullpen right now. So I'm more focused on the offense, to be honest. I mean, I think most of us are anyway. But the Phillies do not sign the Japanese pitcher Tatsuya Imai. So he goes to the Houston Astros. Okay, I have five New Year's resolutions for you for the Philadelphia Phillies. Now, these are not necessarily in any particular order. These are just five. Five. I did not rank these. These are just five straight up. And if you have any, any issue with any of these resolutions, either have an issue with it or you agree with them, you can always let me know on Twitter at @Rojas_media_. And also tell me some resolutions that you have for this Phillies, for the Philadelphia Phillies in 2026. I want to hear from you. So I'll start. Number one, extend Jesus Luzardo. Number one resolution is extend Jesus Luzardo. You're not going to probably not going to bring back Ranger Suarez. Ranger is is probably going to go to a team like, I think, like the Baltimore Orioles. I mean, I would throw up, but like somebody like the New York Mets who could use some help with starting pitching. So, you know, and it would, with it being a thin starting pitching market as well, the deal Ranger Suarez is probably going to be looking to get, he's not going to get from the Philadelphia Phillies, which means I think you more or less had to choose between Lizardo and Ranger. And look, Lizardo is the flashier guy, throws harder, has a nasty sweeper. I'm not that Ranger's, you know, stuff isn't nasty, his cutter, sweeper, everything like that, his sinker, that Ranger is nasty to a certain extent, but he's not hard throwing like Lizardo. Lizardo can get almost up to 100 with the six sweeper. Like, his stuff is, you know, is gross. So you had to pick between one. And look, it's nothing's official, but I think we can all surmise that Ranger's not come back to the Phillies, and Rangers and Hazel Lizardo is here, and he's only in arbitration for one more year. I think sign him to an extension. He's 28 years old, like I mentioned about him being younger than Ranger Suarez. Had a good first season in Philadelphia. Had some hiccups, in the middle of the season where he had those Torontos and those Milwaukee starts where I think he gave up like 25 runs total. At least it felt like. I don't think it was exactly that, but it felt like he gave up something close to that. But besides that hiccup in the middle of the season and, you know, some inconsistencies, you know, the second half of the year, he ended up with pretty good numbers. And I think myself, and I think the rest of us, I don't think there's too many people out there that don't feel good about Jesus Lizardo in a Phillies uniform, that he's not going to be, you know, one of the top pitchers, you know, in this rotation, you know, right now. This rotation's, honestly, right now, the way, even if you don't bring up back Ranger or don't sign anybody else, the way the rotation's set up, it's pretty good between, you know, hopefully Wheeler comes back and he's strong and healthy as he can be, you know, to go along with Sanchez, who, I mean, he's going to be an ace on any other team. You know, Lizardo, clearly. Tom Walker had a good bounce back year. He was solid. Aaron Nola, looking at his career arc, you think he's going to come back and have a good year. And then Andrew Painter. Andrew Painter as well. So you think Painter would probably get a shot over somebody like Tom Walker to be in the rotation. So, look, I think it makes sense. I think it makes sense the way the rotation is set up. It's not like, you know, Aaron Nola's not getting any younger. You know, Zach Wheeler dealing with the TOS. You know, I think Lizardo, it's a perfect time to extend Hazel Lizardo, and I wonder if it's gonna come before the season starts here, before spring training or anything like that. So we'll see. But maybe the Phillies feel differently about Lizardo. Maybe he's not as good as I do, or some of the other Phillies fans, but we'll see. But my first New Year's resolution for this Phillies organization is to extend Jesus Lizardo. My second New Year's resolution, please make a bold move. Dave Dombrowski, please just make one bold move when it comes to this offense. Look, it's nice to be optimistic. I just don't see how we can go into this season with the lineup how it currently is constructed from 1 to 9. It's a solid offense, probably. It has a ceiling of being a really good offense, but I think we're all looking at the offense and the lineup right now and we're like, man, Trey Turner had his best year as a Philly. I don't know, though. Has kind of had I think he's had a good Phillies career so far, but he's had a very up and down the way the road has, the way he has taken his the road for him as a Philly so far has not necessarily been smooth. So Trey has had kind of a weird career as a Philly so far. Kyle Schwarber, I don't think we're gonna expect him to have a 56 homer season once again. I mean, if he does it again, so be it, please. I would love that. Bryce Harper coming out off a down-ish year. And then you get to Alec Bohm, your cleanup hitter. Alec Bohm? Brandon Marsh is a five-hole hitter. This is just according to Fangraphs. And then Adolis Garcia, who it's kind of like a low-risk, high-reward type of signing in right field, and Stott, Marchand, and Crawford. I mean, you would assume JT is probably going to slot in there somewhere. But the way the offense is, you're not feeling this isn't like a team that this isn't like the 2019 team or like this is, you know, 2018, 2019 team where the team's coming off a rebuild and they're just focused on getting better year by year. Like, this is a team that's trying to win a World Series, and it's just not going to be, I don't think you're going to win a World Series with this offense how it currently is constructed. Now, I really like the rotation. I'm cool with the bullpen, but this offense needs to be better. And you bring in Bo Bichette or Alex Bregman, that changes things 1,000%. And especially bringing in Bo Bichette, somebody like who's in his late 20s, who, when he's playing, a full season, Bichette's, feels like he's one of the better hitters in Major League Baseball, honestly. And he had been in the American League when he played at least 135 games in a season. He has at least a 120 OPS plus, and would finish, at least 16th in MVP voting every year the last like 4 out of 5 years. So, Bo Bichette, I mean, can you sign somebody like Bo Bichette? Somebody like Alex Bregman. Move Alec Bohm. Move Bregman to third. Or maybe even move Bichette to third. I don't know. Like, play around with the infield there. Play around with the infield. Make it happen, because, again, I just don't love where the offense is as it currently stands. Now, things can happen if Bryce Harper, and I'll get to him in a couple of minutes, if Bryce Harper has a huge year, bounce back year, if Adolis Garcia can take that Rangers form from a couple of years ago, it all can change, but there's too much to, I need some more security when it comes to this lineup, and I think I'd feel a lot better about it if you had an Alex Bregman or a Bo Bichette. I would just feel so much better about this offense if you have one, or, I mean, pipe dream, both, but one of those guys in there. That would be just much better. I feel so much better about this team in general. Third New Year's resolution. And you can tell me if I'm going a little over the top here. And I know this refers to them, they need to win, but let's make Citizens Bank Park intimidating again in the playoffs. And I'm speaking mostly to the team. That's like, okay, go win in the playoffs. But, the last couple of years, losing to the Dodgers and losing both home games, and then, losing game one to the Mets, a couple of years ago now, it's kind of taken away from, like, CBP. It almost felt like the old Yankee Stadium, where it just had that edge to it, that thing that teams didn't want to come in there and play. And the way the Phillies have lost last couple of seasons, I know it's more about the team than it is the fans, of course, but, like, let's make Citizens Bank Park intimidating again come postseason time. That's on the team. You lose both games to the Dodgers, you lose game one to the Mets last year. Let's make it a scary place to play. I mean, broadcasts and on social media, everyone, from 22 and 23, it was like, oh my gosh, Citizens Bank Park. This place is incredible. What come playoff time? Like, it's just a spectacle almost. And not to say that, that Phillies fans weren't being raucous when, runs are scored or anything good happens against the Dodgers or the Mets. But I don't know, man. I want it to be Citizens Bank Park is intimidating. And of course, that it comes down to the team. I know it does. But make it intimidating again. I want it to be, like, really the place that people are like, oh my gosh, like, this is like the old Yankee Stadium. So maybe there's not all. I don't know. After the last couple of years, it just maybe feels like it's lost. It's lost just a little bit, but that's more because of the team's losing. But again, this speaks to more like the team needs to go perform in the playoffs. So, yes. Fourth New Year's resolution. Do the right thing with JT Realmuto. Do not give him a fourth year. I don't think he's going to end up getting a fourth year. I still think he re-signs with the Phillies. But do the right thing with JT Realmuto. I've heard this talk about a fourth year. Do not give JT that fourth year. It's probably going to take 3 years, I think. Like 3 years, $35 million, maybe more, $40 million. And at that point, give it to him. The market sucks for catchers at the moment. So, it is what it is when it comes to the catcher's market. I've seen like the Victor Caratini and Rafael Marchand duo. Like, I don't know. Again, Victor Caratini, I guess, is the next biggest name. And again, that shows you like it's not really the biggest market for catchers in Major League Baseball and free agency this year. But do the right thing and just do not give him that fourth year. Please don't give him that fourth year. I mean, JT is, it's not, he's what, 30, 34 years old. It's going to be, it's going to be 35 by the start of the season. I can't imagine JT being here like 39. It just doesn't, I don't, and I know, of course, JT wants to get the best deal he possibly can, but I'm talking about the Phillies being as smart as possible. Do not give JT Realmuto that fourth year. Fifth New Year's resolution. And this comes off the heel, especially after what happened in the past week. Bryce Harper wearing a not elite shirt on a TikTok where the batting cage. Fifth resolution. Bryce Harper, come back and have one of the best seasons of your career as a Philly. As a Philly, for sure. Last year, had a good season for sure. Had 27 homers, still had a really good OPS, had good numbers, but it didn't feel like a Bryce season, right? Bryce, you're doing this not elite stuff. Like, again, I think it's corny, but whatever you got to do to come back and be your best self, that is what I want from Bryce Harper. So Bryce, come back and have one of your best seasons of his career, or one of seasons of your career. I talked about it already, about making a bold move for Bichette or Bregman, and about what the offense needs this year as it currently stands. This lineup needs Bryce Harper to come back and be the Bryce Harper from 2019 to 2024. They need that Bryce Harper. They need the Bryce Harper that in 2021, won an MVP. Maybe they don't need a Bryce Harper that wins MVP, but like, I mean, even go back to the 2024 Bryce Harper, somebody who hit 30 home runs and had a 900 OPS. Like, that's what you want from Bryce. Like, again, in his MVP year, that 35 home runs and had a OPS over 1,000. Like, I want Bryce to come back and give me the 40-plus doubles. Give me the 30-plus home runs. Give me the on-base percentage close to 400. Give me the slugging, well over 500. Give me the OPS over, between 900 and maybe even over 1,000. I want Bryce to come back and say, you know what? Like, again, if the Dombrowski thing is going to work, screw it. I don't care. However, we need Bryce to come back and be that Bryce because of what I talked about with the offense from earlier. You can't just, and remember last year, it was really just Bryce, Trey, and Schwarber. And you figure Kyle Schwarber is going to hit 50-plus home runs again. It's hard to do that. So you figure Schwarber probably peaks at his 32-year-old season. And as the offense currently stands, they're going to need Bryce Harper to come back and have one of his career years in Philadelphia. They're going to need that more than ever. So that's my fifth New Year's resolution is Bryce Harper comes back and has one of the best seasons of his career as a Philly. But yeah, so five resolutions again, extend Jesus Luzardo, number one, four others, make a bold move, sign Bichette or Bregman, make CBP intimidating again in the playoffs, do the right thing with JT Realmuto, and then Bryce Harper coming back and having one of the best seasons of his career. Those are my five New Year's resolutions for the Phillies in 2026. You can tell me any of your thoughts on these resolutions or anything that I didn't mention that you would like to mention about New Year's resolutions with the Philadelphia Phillies. All right, around Major League Baseball, Tyler Mahle signs with the San Francisco Giants on a one-year deal. Has spent the last couple of years with the Texas Rangers. Jared Kelnick, who has had, you know, kind of hasn't had the best start to his Major League career, but he agrees to a minor league deal with the Chicago White Sox. The Yankees re-signed Ahmed Rosario. And then last but not least, Joe Kelly. The great Joe Kelly has announced his retirement after I guess, what, 13 years in Major League Baseball, playing with the Cardinals, the Red Sox, the Dodgers, the White Sox, and that was it with those franchises. And I think the last thing, I believe he was on the Dodgers team. I mean, technically he was. I'm trying to remember if he was on the playoff roster for the 2024 Dodgers. I don't know if he necessarily was, but Joe Kelly announcing his retirement from Major League Baseball. Okay, that is going to do it for today's show. I'd like to thank you all for listening in 2025. This is the first Phillies Today episode of 2026, and I'm glad to be the one that's bringing in the new year. And again, like I mentioned, any of the subjects that we have discussed today, the Tatsuya Imai signing with the Houston Astros, were you upset about it? Do you really care? Did you not really care? Or are you just like me where it's like, oh, it would have been nice to get Imai, but I'm more concerned about what's going on with this lineup to, you know, go get a Bichette or a Bregman. Also, these new years, like I said, with these New Year's resolutions, tell me what you think about all five of these. Do you believe Bryce is going to come back and have a really good year? How do you feel about JT coming back and potentially what his contract could look like? And then Lizardo too. Go extend Jesus Lizardo. Go do that. So that will do it for me, Francisco Rojas. Make sure you stay tuned for everyone else that does a great job on the channel. Have a great new year. Happy 2026. I'll talk to you soon.